In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. A new affordable apartment development is a step closer to becoming reality in South Haven. That's after the City Council on Monday approved rezoning the parcel at 229 Elkenberg from light industrial to multifamily residential. The plan is to redevelop the former Overton factory site. Chicago-based Habitat Company is looking to build a complex at the site. Some residents expressed opposition to the plan during Monday's City Council meeting, saying the site may be contaminated. It does have brownfield status, and Mayor Scott Smith says a remediation plan always comes with projects like this.
Just so everyone's crystal clear, there will be a brownfield, there will be cleanup, there will be nothing built there if it's not deemed to be safe for living. Period. End of story.
That's correct.
The next step would be to sell the parcel to Habitat Company. The council will consider that move at a future meeting. Also Monday, the council approved rezoning three parcels on Indiana Avenue from light industrial to single-family residential. It's one of the South Haven City Council's main priorities to increase affordable housing availability in the community. The plan is for the units at the former Overton site to range in rents from $870 to about $1,200. A tax exemption partnership with the state would make that possible. The council held a hearing on that question on Monday, but will vote on it at a later meeting. I-94 from the I-196 interchange to Napier Avenue could soon be renamed the Kevin D. White Memorial Highway in honor of a Benton Township man who was killed while working along I-94 in October of 2019. State Senator Kim Lozada tells us her legislation would rename the stretch of highway for Kevin White, an MDOT worker and the supervisor of Benton Township. He was struck by a tire that came off a passing semi as he worked near the 33-mile marker. Lozada says renaming the highway after him could serve as a reminder to be cautious in construction zones.
Knowing his story and what happened to him, it'll help us, you know, raise awareness to stay alert while we're driving, and especially during those construction zones where we see the workers constantly now working on the roads. And you do see the people just speeding by, and you know they haven't decreased their speed, and things happen all the time. We've got to protect our highway workers.
Lozada says the bill also honors White for his work on behalf of the Benton Township community. The Michigan House approved the legislation last week. It will now get one more vote in the state Senate before being sent to the governor. Lozada says she would like to have the bill approved ahead of the two-year anniversary of White's death. If signed by the governor, signs designating the stretch of road as the Kevin D. White Memorial Highway will be placed along its side. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.